Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition to Night Visions with WPRS.
I'm Wendy.
And I'm Eric, and you guys know we have Visionique and Nakoma.
They're all mascots for those who don't know.
But I didn't want to take too much time because got a lot to cram into.
First an hour, unfortunately, but it's okay because, you know. It's something that we can have these guys on more and more and more. I'm okay with that.
I am too. But we need to bring them on quick, because
right.
After their first edition, man, that was amazing.
Yes, amazing. Okay.
She's bringing them up now, so be patient. And we
hey,
have
guys.
Them all.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
The game's
hey.
All here.
Yeah. Again.
After the first show and all, oh my God, it was amazing.
Ah, thank
Hang
you.
What we're gonna have y'all do is, since you know there was no way I could possibly do y'all enough justice, so if y'all would just tell us a little bit about yourselves, to get us started, just you know, key points to. Everybody
knows
already knows who you are, but yeah, tell some background history, I suppose.
Kristen, you go first.
Tell us about what? Sorry, I missed that.
Just talk about yourself. Us women, we can do that.
Oh. Mine, yes, we can. We can talk. We're good at it. My name is Kristen Luman. I am a hypnotherapist for my day job. I went to school for psychology, where I studied human behavior and all the parapsych courses I could take. You can't actually get a degree in parapsychology. You can only get a master's. So, but then I went on after graduating in psychology to become a certified hypnotherapist. And now I'm on Ghost Hunters.
And I also want to say... I'm sorry, I mean to like cut into you, but I did want to tell Kristen that I have been like watching her YouTube videos on the hypnotherapy thing. I think I'm quite hypnotized at this point. So.
Yay! Well, you may be suggestible. Some people are more suggestible than others, so you might be someone that is really good for hypnotherapy.
Unfortunately, I do it at work, and they're like, "Wendy, wake up!" But you know, it's okay. You're awesome.
Yeah, but it's not too bad to be kind of stuck in it because it's a pretty happy world when you're under hypnosis and you're getting positive suggestions. That's my biggest complaint from my clients is, "No, I don't want to be counted up. Let me just stay here."
Right. So, I do want to say another thing, but I didn't say this before y'all come on. I hope everybody's doing well with this COVID virus and staying at home, being well.
Mm-hmm. We just found out in Los Angeles that they extended the time to May 15th now, so, wow.
Great.
Yeah, it's, you know, luckily I get to see clients, I can see my clients on Skype, but it has been, I'm no longer just saying stay safe, I'm also saying stay sane, because you get a little stir crazy.
Ain't that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all getting cabin fever right now.
And especially being so used to traveling so much.
Yeah, it's like a whole other thing, isn't it, Kristen? It's like it's opposite of what we've been doing. Yeah, there's no more jet lag.
Completely opposite.
Yeah. It's
the
like
first
we're grounded.
I was very happy to be able to relax and rest after traveling so much for a year, but then after that month went by, I was so ready to just get back out in the world and enjoy myself with friends and seeing clients, and then boom. The lockdown was announced.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
That was a little tough.
Yeah, it sucks. But it'll get better, I hope.
Yes.
Anyway,
you know, it's
we
safety,
have
safety first.
Good.
All right. Go ahead.
Are you asking a question, or are we supposed to talk?
We're waiting for the rest of you. We want to hear about yourself.
Okay, well, you're the host. I thought you were supposed to be asking us the questions. Okay, yeah, my name is Daryl Marston, and I've been investigating for close to 15 years now, and started out, you know, small like most investigators, just doing local stuff, and kind of grew over the years and got into doing podcasts and live streams, and then next thing I know, I'm on Ghost Hunters and traveling with these great people, and we're all like brothers and sisters, and it's an amazing time. And, you know, now we're in season two, and we're like super excited. It's a whole new format for us and a new show, and it's just amazing, and we're loving every moment of it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, we're loving it, guys.
Do we have
this is Brennan here. Yeah, I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from Daryl and Kristen again. How are you guys as well?
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's been a while since I talked to you. I think Glenn Tavern was the last
time. Every day.
We all
talk every day.
Yeah. Hearing your voice is good.
Numerous times
hearing
a day.
Your voice is good.
Yeah. It's different to hear your voice.
Yeah, you know, I'm going into my 16th year of research here and working with Kristen and Daryl and Rochelle and Brian and Mustafa. It's just been amazing, guys. It's been unbelievable. We've done a lot of really great things in the field, and we're very happy about it. And, you know, I got involved in 2006. I started an organization called American Paranormal Research Association, and I got involved in the paranormal at a young age. 95, I lost my oldest brother to cancer. 04, I lost another brother to suicide, and that kind of sent me on my journey into the paranormal, the unexplained. And I reached out to medical doctors, scientists, and engineers to try and help me remain grounded in scientific principle before I ever stepped foot in the field. And that's something I did, you know, since 2006. And now, Ghost Hunters, we're out there. We're trying new things. We're testing out theories and having some really great breakthroughs. So we're, you know, I'm really excited about it.
That is so cool.
But thank y'all for coming on. Do we have Brian? Do we have Brian? I don't know that he made it.
No, Brian. Brian wasn't able to make it. Some family stuff.
Right.
He said he had
some family. Okay. Well, thank y'all for coming on. Oh my goodness, it's so great to actually talk to y'all instead of driving y'all crazy with all the messaging I've been doing to y'all to get this thing together tonight.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. You got any questions about the show or anything?
Well, everybody I know is dying to know how Clifton, Arizona was.
I will say that there's been a lot of criticism on the people, and some of the people have become defensive. And actually, you know, most of the people there were very, very kind to us and very welcoming. And they made us honorary Chamber of Commerce members, which was really nice. And there were, most of the people there were welcoming. There was, you know, just a handful that were somewhat threatening and a little frightening.
Yeah, I mean, for
I'll
the most
say that
part,
right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, everybody in Clifton was amazing. You know, they rolled the red carpet out for us. They were very, very nice and very open, you know, to everything. Every place we wanted to investigate and their claims and everything. Really great people, but you had this other really small element that kind of threw a wrench in it, and that's what we, you know, that's some of the stuff you saw on the show. But for the most part, I mean, the people there are amazing. They're amazing, great people. They really are.
I have a question I wanted to ask you guys, because I looked it up, that one camera that you guys got to use. I can't remember. Was it the EMCCD?
Yes.
It's going from room 2 to room 4.
Yes.
What about it?
Now, is this stuff that they let you guys just use, or is this stuff you guys actually get to keep using?
Brandon, you could probably talk on that better than us, bud.
Yeah, you know, I reached out to a consultant of mine that I've been working with for a number of years, And he's not only an engineer, but has a degree in physics as well. And he wanted to provide this camera to us to really test it out in the field. Because for all the years I've been investigating the paranormal, I've always had theories, and as well as everyone on Ghost Hunters, Daryl, Kristen, everybody. We've always thought, you know, if ghosts are real and ghosts are manifesting, how is that going to take place? How is that going to happen? So I've been having conversations for a number of years with various consultants of mine, and they said, we have a theory that if ghosts are manifesting and these this phenomena is taking place, it may be taking place in the form of photon events. And this camera is specifically built by the digital imaging scientific community to record photon events. And what photon events are? Light events. So you think about light that takes place that typically cannot be seen by the human eye. And so we took this camera, it was provided to us, and we went out, we utilized it not only in Clifton, Arizona, but you'll see it again on Wednesday at 9 p.m. on A&E at Fort Stanton, where we collected some very amazing footage. And I know there's a lot of people out there that it's pretty hard to grasp the concept of what the EMCC camera does, because, you know, everyone's so used to using infrared cameras or full spectrum cameras and things of that nature. But this camera is a whole new ball game. It's a whole new spectrum that we've never used in the field. So us having the opportunity to go out and utilize this camera and test the the theory of entities and ghosts manifesting through photons is very interesting. And I know not only myself and Brian experienced this, but Kristen and Rochelle did as well. And I think there was a moment where Kristen was in there and there were actually intelligent, almost responses to what they were seeing on the EMCC. Right, Kristen?
Well, it was definitely, it seemed that what we were seeing was aware of my presence, because when I would move in the area that they were, where we were seeing them, they would move out. But as soon as I would leave that area, they would come back. And so to me, that gave the impression that this entity, these anomalies, whatever was in there with us was intelligent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to say one thing, too, just for Kristen. Are you okay? Because you gave everybody quite a scare when you fell.
I gave myself a scare. I'm very, very lucky. I felt very blessed that I got up without barely bruised, because when I was lying there on the floor, I thought for sure, my legs are broken and I'm not going to be able to stand back up. And then I miraculously was able to, and it was, one of those moments when right when I started to go, I just knew that it kind of went to slow motion in my head where I'm falling and this is going to be really bad. But I'm fine. I'm fine. I was barely even, sore. So I got really lucky.
Wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I know Grant has been quoted as saying, I don't chase ghosts, I chase the truth. What is y'all's take on that?
Chasing the truth is just, trying to find out what's really going on. Like, we don't go in. We hear the stories from the clients and the eyewitnesses of they've seen something or they heard something. But we have to go in there with an open mind and be grounded and try to find out what's really going on, because it might not be paranormal. Until we can actually try to prove that to the client or to ourselves, we don't know at that point. So finding the truth, what he means by that is finding out if there's actually paranormal activity going on in one of these, one of these properties. So, I mean, that's where you start. You shouldn't not automatically go in. Just because you're hearing the stories and you're seeing the eyewitness reports and the client reports, you want to believe them, but you also want to be very skeptical and be an actual investigator and start investigating it. And maybe it's something more than paranormal or less.
Yeah, I like that.
Daryl's 100% right about that. You know, going into a location, we always have to remain as grounded as possible. We can't go in with a bias, and we can't go in assuming that there is a phenomena associated with that location. Yes, we have to listen to our client. yes, we have to look into the eyewitness testimony, but when we go in, we have to try and remain as unbiased as possible. And our main goal really is to observe and report. Go in, try and document anything that we can explain or naturally explain things. Start on Earth, try and find natural explanations. And if we're left with something we can't explain, we have to consult various professionals that can help us understand that further. And once we do that, we go back to the client and say, hey, look, we observed, we reported, here's our findings. And it's really not about finding ghosts per se, like Grant said. It's more about finding the truth and really finding the real answers.
Yeah, answers for the client.
I also wanted to ask you guys' opinion on something. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like most people, when it comes to the paranormal, the first thing they always say is, it's demonic. Demonic here, demonic there. What is your guys' take on that?
If people are, you know, naturally afraid of the unknown. The unknown scares us. So when something is unexplainable for someone logically, it can automatically induce fear. And so whatever they're experiencing that they can't explain, oftentimes the mind goes to that it's something bad or frightening or a threat. And so I think a lot of times people are, you know, fearful because it's something that they can't explain. And so they label it as something negative when it isn't necessarily most of the times the case.
Yeah, I mean, some of that you can kind of go back to like Hollywood and things of that nature where you have all these scary movies about the paranormal, and it's always something very dark. It's never anything good or just a human spirit. It's always this demon or this dark spirit that's attacking people and pulling them out of the bed, out of their beds in the middle of the night, and things of that nature. And a lot, and quite frankly, you know, a lot of the shows you see today, paranormal shows, are the same way. I mean, they go in and everything's bad. It's always bad. It's never, you know, just a human spirit, you know, because I mean, 99.9% of what you run into in a paranormal are just human spirits when you run into it. It's not a demon. It's not, you know, some, you know, dark spirit from some other realm. It's just a human spirit that you're dealing with. And I think a lot of that's been taken out of context over the years, especially the last maybe 15 or 20 years with these movies that have been coming out and really been playing it up like everything is bad when it comes, you know, to these hauntings.
Okay, I know I got a lot of questions, but another one I'm curious too. In this, when you guys are doing it, do they just let you do your thing, or do they have like a producer that says, I want to redo this scene, I want to redo this, or it wasn't exciting enough, or how does all...
No. No, we do our own investigating. They're just there to document what we do.
Yeah, we're really big on keeping the producers out when we're investigating for noise contamination. And also, you know, that's our thing. That's what we do. And so they step aside to let us do their work, our work. I mean, so they don't interfere.
Okay. I did notice one thing you guys do that I really, really like. I like when something happens and then you go back and you try to figure out, okay, what may have caused it. Because I know that's what a lot of people think, you know, they assume when they hear something all of a sudden, it's got to be this, you know.
It's got to be a ghost, or, I mean, it could be something, it could be the house popping for, you know, And I did want to thank y'all for being one of the few teams and one of the few people, you know, on TV, bringing it back to the TV thing, that actually keep it real. Don't make it all Hollywood. You know, you see so many of these shows, and you're like, it's for the scare factor, but y'all are not. And, you know, us as a team and, you know, friends of ours that are on teams, and, you know, we know people who are actually real, that, like you, want to know the truth, want to find out the truth. And knowing all this Hollywood BS. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for being real.
You know.
Right. When you see a reaction from one of the investigators on the show, whether it be myself, Kristen, Brandon, whoever, Brian, Rochelle, that's the legitimate reaction. When you see us scared, it's legitimate. We got frightened by something, or we were startled by something. And it's all legit. It's all in the moment, and what you're seeing is real. It's not. We're not acting. We're not. You know. We're not told to go in there and act like we're scared and run around. And a lot of times you see that stuff, and it's only in like 43-minute show. We're there filming. You know, filming an investigation for several days, and these are the points that you know you see of us having these reaction periods and these great investigations and the evidence we're capturing with the new equipment. And things of that nature, that's exciting. And that's what you're seeing from us. You're seeing the real side of it.
I heard Brandon say at one point, I remember this, he said something about, yeah, it's, you know, scary going in here, but we want to go in here and help them figure out what's going on. And that truly spoke to me because that, you know, that told me that you guys are genuine. You know, you're not coming out saying, oh, I'm not scared of nothing. You know, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to show that you guys don't do that.
I'm not bad at it.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that. You know, that's the big thing is like the client called us in, and particularly with the boarding house in Clifton, Arizona. The people that usually stay there are miners that go to the copper mine up there. And we're talking, these aren't just, you know, your run-of-the-mill guys. These are really hard-working, blue-collar dudes. You know, these guys are there to do a job. They don't even really believe in ghosts. These guys are hard-working in the mine all day, and they go in there, and they're frightened enough to leave the place. So that's something to look into. You know, you have to say, hey, look, if these guys who – you know, very hardworking, you know, doing what they can to get by are there and they're frightened out of that place, you have to look at it from that point of view that something pretty frightening must be going on in this building to scare them. But we put it out of our minds. We go in, we try and help these people as best we can and try and document it. And I think we did a pretty damn good job doing that in Clifton, Arizona.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've watched it 3 times already. And
That's cool. That's awesome.
Les is wanting more and more and more.
In all seriousness, every episode you see, it's going to get better. I mean, Clifton was just the start. Clifton was amazing, and we loved it. But I tell you what, the investigations and the clients and the equipment we're using, it's just going to get better and better and better with the evidence we're
capturing.
Absolutely.
Daryl's 100% right, guys. Just wait until next week, next Wednesday at 9 p.m. on A&E. You're going to see a piece of footage that has completely blown my mind. And all of us, I mean, all of us are spellbound by what we collected. And like you guys said before, you know, you're appreciative of us going in and trying to recreate it, trying to find a real realistic reason for it, a logical reason. And you're going to see this footage on Wednesday, and it's going to be so amazing. And we went in for hours and hours and hours to try and recreate it, to try and find a natural explanation for it, and we could not. So I'm just very excited for everyone to see this, and it's just the evolution of our use of the EMCC camera and just all of us working together and really doing our best to try and help the client.
Yeah. It's the most amazing evidence I've ever seen, and I've been doing it for 15 years. Brandon doing it for 15, 16, so is Chris, and everybody on the team has been doing it for a long time. And I'll tell you what, it's seeing it, like, the raw footage, I mean, oh, my God, it was – in the moment, you're just like, your heart drops, and you can't wrap your head around what you're seeing at that moment. You really can't. And it's really groundbreaking, and I tell you what, it just gets better, guys. And like Brandon was saying, you know, next Wednesday night, you know, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, A&E, you guys are going to see it, and you guys are going to be amazed by it.
Oh, man.
I'm already getting goosebumps. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Well, honestly, this is what's helped me get through the quarantine. I mean, I'm still going to work because I'm essential, but when I'm at home, I'm just watching it because it's helping me out, because when I see a group that's as passionate as I am in figuring things out, that's who I want to model myself after. And I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you guys, but like I said, I've just watched so many different teams and shows, and like I said, you guys are one of the few that I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that support.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because I'm telling you, I know you guys stay super busy, and I know as soon as Lindy found out she was going to have you guys on here, she has been bubbly the whole time, going around just smiling. And
yeah, that's cool.
But I'm not usually
bothered. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I do have a question. I've known you probably been asked a million times, but you can only have so much in a hour show once a week. What things are we missing out on that y'all have caught that don't make it to the shows?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're beginning. Investigations, a lot of the investigations don't even make it on the show. Like we were talking about earlier, like Brandon mentioned that Rochelle and I went in there after they used the MCD camera and MCCD camera and caught those anomalies on it. Rochelle and I went in there and witnessed the same thing, and I tried to interact with it, and that didn't make it on the show. Some of the stuff that we revealed to the client doesn't make it on the show. All kinds of things. If it's a slow investigation where nothing much is happening, that doesn't make it on the show.
Yeah, and there's tons. What you're seeing on the show, you got literally hours and hours and hours and hours of investigating to get to those points. It just doesn't happen in one investigation. Sometimes you're lucky enough to do walk into a place and it just pops off and you start getting stuff. But sometimes, one team could be in the building doing an investigation and get nothing. The next team goes in there in the same location and gets tons of stuff. It's just the luck of the draw. And, and sometimes it's crazy. You're talking tons and tons and tons of BBPs that never make it to the show. And footage, and raw footage, that's great footage, but it just doesn't make it. And a lot of stuff, we throw out on our own due to the fact that if there's any iota of a doubt, we get rid of it. If it just be 0.1% and we get rid of it because we don't want to show the client, because we have a doubt, so it's not worth us showing to the client.
Okay. Well, I'm curious about then your thoughts on this, because I try to tell a lot of people, if I go somewhere and something doesn't happen, I don't look at it as a failure. I just look at, they don't want to communicate. They're tired of being bothered, or we bothered them too much, or.
We don't look at it like a failure. Obviously there's, natural feelings sometimes of disappointment when you're spending hours in a certain spot and you're not getting any interaction or any sort of visual or audible evidence. However, that's sort of the luck of the draw.
Okay, how long do you guys normally like to put in an area? Like if you're in an area and you may be there for 3 hours and nothing happens, do you still continue to stay there, or do you just move to a newer location?
No,
or
We especially in the larger locations, and we do a lot of the larger locations in season two. We stay pretty mobile. We're you sit down, you don't sit down, but you maybe concentrate on an area, and that's what we call a hot spot because the client said they saw something or heard something there. But you don't want to, if you're not getting anything, you kind of want to move around just because the client saw something there or heard something there. Doesn't mean that's where the entity is, and sometimes you got to move around. And sometimes you find spots that you didn't even cover in your tour, or that you even heard about from a client or eyewitness, and you get tons of activity and you find out great things. So, I mean, yeah, no, it's always movement, and I can honestly say, we're always on the move in a location, wherever it is.
And, you know, we also know that another team is going to be going into that location after us as well. So each team experiences each location. And so even though we may spend a good chunk of time there and we don't experience something, doesn't mean that there's nothing there. And we know that we have backup because another team is going to be going in there after us.
Right.
Okay, I wanted to ask another opinion question on you guys. Wendy is the type, when we go somewhere, she likes to go alone because she knows, she feels like she can,
I can concentrate better. I feel more things when I'm by myself. I seem to pick up more things talking to me, or just more happens when I'm alone than when my concentration is elsewhere when I'm with a big group. How do y'all feel about me going, or anybody going off, quote unquote, on their own?
Well, the only thing with that is, you have to remember safety, so make sure people know where you are. That's, our biggest concern doing any type of investigation. And we call it, going into solitary sort of mode. And then also to make sure you have the right equipment, because if something does happen, that you're able to document that, because there's nobody else there to document it.
Right.
Obviously to back up your experience. So making sure that if you are going to do something by yourself, that A, people know where you are, and B, that you have the right type of equipment so you can prove whatever you experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, then I'm going to ask another technical question. Yes, for Brandon. A lot of people can't, like, afford the high-priced equipment. What do you suggest for most groups, what to get or what to have that, will help their investigation but won't, cost?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question there. There's all kinds of low-tech equipment that you can actually buy, like anything from compasses to help you find out if there's electromagnetic fields messing up, in the area. So you can use really low-tech kind of stuff. I mean, even baby powder, stuff like that. But one piece of advice and one piece of equipment I would definitely recommend would be a EDI Plus, what we refer to as the data logger. It's not too expensive. It's a bit up there, but it's definitely something that's going to help every investigator in their investigations in any way, like every way, shape, or form. Because you go in, not only do you have multiple functionalities, you have pressure, temperature, EMF, humidity, things of that nature, but you're going to be able to actually record the environmental conditions of these locations you're investigating. That's going to help us start to recognize patterns and correlations. So I would definitely say the EDI Plus is probably a device I would really put my money into.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to remember that.
Yeah, no, glass of paper.
There's all in
one.
On
show. I mean, it's literally been on season one, pretty much all of season one, and it's on season two a lot. And it's the data logger we use. It's amazing. I've I've recommended it to a lot of people, and they went out and bought it, and they love it. I went on an investigation at a place in Virginia back in February for an event, and literally the team that was running the event, every single one of them had an EDI plus. I was shocked. I really was. It was amazing. It's an amazing piece of equipment.
Yeah, we don't go on an investigation without it. We always, at least, will always bring that one piece of equipment. We will always bring.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. And that place that he was in Virginia is somewhere that I want to go back to. Can I say it?
Yes. Sure.
I'll shout out to Angel up at Exchange Hotel. We love that place. Love, love, love that place.
Yeah.
That was just sad.
Yep.
Okay, now I want to ask you guys, where would you suggest teams going? You know, for people that are interested in starting the team, you know, where would you suggest they start? Because I don't know if you guys ever heard, but like me and Wendy, we actually had our start by just going like to cemeteries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't suggest any. I mean, if you want to do a cemetery, that's on you. I don't suggest people just going into cemeteries and doing an investigation. I that's not what I lean toward. If you want to start out somewhere and you start out at your local haunts or something like that, I mean, every state has them. If you can get into them and investigate and start small and kind of learn your trade or your and kind of you know, your skills and everything and go from there, that's what most people do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Grant always makes a point of, you know, of, where would you, you know, once you die, come back, if you do come back, where would you want to go? Why would people want to go to a their you know, grave site?
you know,
they want to go back to their home or a place that they loved.
And not just that. I mean, so most of your cemeteries these days are with graves that date anywhere back from the 1800s, 1700s, all the way up to present day until just a couple days ago. And if I was a family member and found out there was a paranormal team running around the cemetery where my loved ones were buried, asking questions, I might, you know, some people might get a little offended by that. And that's why I never did it. I just don't feel the need to do that. Yeah, I mean...
Okay, yeah, that's understandable. I see that point.
Of course, that was about 20 years ago. I do want to send a shout out and a thank you to y'all's production / photography team. I hear that they've done some other things that are really pretty awesome on the – I don't know if y'all want – they were on other things, put it that way, that I've heard. They were
Kendall's great, man. Kendall and the team is unbelievable, man. If it wasn't for those guys, we would not have the show we have. And Kendall's doing a really great project, too. So, I mean, I can't wait to see his new project that's coming out here pretty soon. And I can't wait to see it. He does amazing work. It's very, very good.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's not just the team that's on the road with us, too. I mean, you got the producers in L.A., the guys, the people who are doing the editing and everything. They're all amazing. And the crazy thing is they're, like, super huge paranormal geeks. They love the paranormal. The crew loves the paranormal. The producers, everybody, their hearts are in this project, not just the team. But everybody is, like, 100% into what we're doing. And how we're doing it, which is amazing because you don't always see that.
And what's awesome too is that we had a lot of you know, our crew members as skeptics as well, and that we changed them into turned them into the believers after working with us. So that was pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys were on the original show. And they were skeptics. And I've seen skeptics over the last two seasons become firm believers and have all had experiences working on the show with us, and that to me is like, I mean, it's kind of like, oh my God, really? I mean, and like, it's amazing to see you guys. They're excited. The camera ops, the audio, the producers are all like super excited about these investigations. And when they have their own experiences, that's cool to watch that.
Right. I wanted to find out too, do you guys do stuff together outside of like these shows, or, you know, do you guys ever just do an investigation together, or?
No, nah, these guys suck. No, nah, I don't want to hang out with them at all. They're more terrible people. So, no. Oh, yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're like a family on the road. I mean, we really are, because you got to figure when we're on the road, we're away from our other family for weeks at a time. And, you know, you get really attached to these guys. And we all, like, we go out and eat, you know, and have fun and stuff of that nature and just have a good time, you know. You know, it's a good time on the road. It really is. I miss these guys all the time.
I've had a question come in from one of our viewers, one of our listeners. It says, do y'all choose the places y'all check out, or do the clients contact you?
Clients contact us.
Yeah, we're lucky to have a great team with Pilgrim and as well as Amy, where we're lucky to be in a situation where they're heavily vetted. So you have people that reach out and call, and we have Pilgrim Films as well as Amy that reaches out to these people and really questions them, really looks into their intentions, why they're trying to contact us. And it really weeds out a lot of people that just want to be on TV, which is really nice. So this new season that you guys are seeing is some of the most active places we've ever been. Partially that might be because of the isolated nature of these places, but these are some of the most credible eyewitnesses we've ever dealt with, some of which work for state governments, some of which work for local governments, and amazing locations, amazing eyewitnesses, and some amazing evidence we've collected. So we're lucky to have great work from Pilgrim as well as A&E to really vet these clients. It's really, really a blessing.
Yeah, it makes our jobs a lot easier. It really does, because we're not having to worry about that part of it, making sure this person is legit, whoever the client is. They really vet these people when they, you know, when this case is brought to their nature. And there's probably dozens and dozens of cases just sitting in the wings that they have to look through. And these places we went in season two, guys, I mean, they are so remote and isolated and just amazing locations that have never been investigated before. Never. And it was hard enough just getting there. But to actually do an investigation in some of these places because of the weather was, it's a whole nother hurdle right there we had to go through. Yeah, with the, you know, some of these places, you know, one place we went to was like -7 or 8 degrees. You know,
like
your equipment doesn't function right. Yeah, in Alaska. Alaska wasn't even the coldest place we went. It was cold, but it wasn't the coldest place. So you got to think of that, too. So we go through a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to ask too, do you guys ever consider doing like personal cases? Like if somebody just out of the blue contacted you and said, hey, I have something, or do you try to stay away from that?
I'll have friends that refer me to someone, or they're having an issue and want me to come check it out. But I don't, because of the nature and just the safety of it, I don't personally go to, you know, anybody that I don't know or a friend knows, residence or business.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty busy. I mean, even when we're not shooting the show, you're doing events and, you know, like podcasts like we're doing right now and things of that nature and promotional things. It's just like, it's almost impossible. I get at least a couple times a week people asking, hey, I got a place in Kentucky that's haunted. Can you guys come? I'm like, no, I could probably recommend somebody for you. But yeah, I really try to stay away from it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
trying to think.
What? I don't know. Gosh, I'm just ready for Wednesday night. Yeah. Wow.
What? Wendy speechless?
Yes, Wendy is speechless. It doesn't happen often, so.
Great. We're excited for Wednesday as well, guys. We really appreciate your support, and we appreciate you guys having us on. It's been a lot of fun talking to you guys.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thank
we really appreciate it.
I can't believe hours on this show. Oh, my gosh. I just looked at it. Wow.
I was just going to say, you know, next Wednesday night, you know, amazing location in New Mexico we're doing that you guys will see. And like I said, the most compelling evidence I've ever seen on any show or I've ever had the pleasure and the honor of being a part of. And I can honestly say that about this entire season. And I know Brandon and Kristen have said the same thing. I'm so honored to be a part of what we just did and so proud of season two. And 15 years I've been doing this, I've never been prouder of anything I've done in this field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Well, thank y'all so very much. And maybe we can have y'all on maybe beginning of next season or something, because I know y'all going to be having tons of seasons. Because this is an awesome show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. We appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Very courteous.
All right. We'll hope to see y'all later then.
Okay,
thank you guys
so much.
Have us on.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, have
bye.
A good one.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wow. Not much to be said after that show. I hope everybody has really enjoyed this as much as we have. This is the first time that Wendy has kept a smile on her face the whole show. She's like wide awake now.
No sleep for me.
Thank God we don't have to go to work tomorrow. But again,
anyway, we love these guys. We really do. There's not much we can say. Thank you. Thank y'all again. Watch them, please. Oh my God, I can't say it enough.
Yes.
I have heard some things, and they are going to put paranormal on the map. I'm telling you, he's a star.
Well, like I said, it blew me away with some of the equipment they're using. It's got me wanting that. Of course, you know, some of it I can't afford it, but.
We got a stimulus check coming in. Can't hit.
That's not even enough to cover one payment on this stuff.
I know, but they're awesome.
But thanks again. I want to thank all the members of Ghost Hunter.
Thank you for the questions y'all sent in. Hopefully we can have them on again sometime later.
I want to have them again because I just feel like I didn't give them enough time, and I have just so much I want to ask them, but I know they're so busy I didn't want to overwhelm them. But it meant so much to me that in their busy schedules they took time out.
They took time out to talk to us. Gosh, I don't even know what we got going on in the future. Sitting at home.
Yeah,
everybody be safe.
Well, we're hoping as soon as all this mess gets over with, we want to go back to 360.
Definitely 360.
And we're planning
on taking our other team member with us, Erica,
to let her experience that.
Oh, she's got to experience 360. But we won't get into that tonight. We had such an awesome show.
We're hoping to get to West Virginia.
We want to go to West Virginia. Gosh. Ohio. You know, I want to start. I can't say I want to go in their footsteps because they go to off these far off places that I will never go to. And I'll just watch them on TV and wish I could be there. But,
I got to give a shout out to the DeLoreans. even though we're under lockdown, shutdown, meltdown, they are taking the time to provide music.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a music. We're gonna have a music show on one night. We can't. We don't always have to stay with paranormal. There are other things that are getting us through this COVID-19. Oh my gosh. So I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Everybody, stay safe, and you know, I'm really anxious to those that listen to please, you know, give feedback on this because it always helps. You know, maybe if there's something we didn't ask and you were curious about, if you let us know, Wendy can probably get that answered for you.
Yes, I will get that answered for y'all. Anyway, love you all.
Love you guys. Bye, everybody. Oh,